SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick.
Enough!
Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
Very good Monday, race fans from Gulfstream Park. The next thing to do, the next level, Sirius 219, XM 201, Sports Zone 964. If you're listening to Sirius XM online, and at our website, stevebick.com. A pretty good 96 hours. Can I dial back to Thursday and the Eclipse Awards? Friday was Friday, and then Saturday here for Pegasus Day, which really came off fantastic. What are you going to say? How are you not going to characterize Saturday's action as fun and compelling? I don't know how you necessarily land on Art Collector. When I handicapped the race, it's one of the first horses I said, well, our collector's form is questionable. But in retrospect, he certainly had performances on the resume that would have been good enough. And Bill Mott had him absolutely perfectly pitched. And with all the conversation we had about the jockey decisions and Saez bypassing, and Kieran McLaughlin bypassing the ride and moving to get her number, Junior Alvarado really suited, and that's a trip that Alvarado has proven himself in his career as being really in his wheelhouse and positioned well early, and all the things we talked about, you know, when it comes to those outposted horses, particularly with Cyberknife, who it was more than just being outposted. Cyberknife, Florent Giroux telling Joe Hardoon after the race, he just was empty. He just didn't have the same Cyberknife that he had been used to. But in the meantime, Art Collector positioned beautifully, and you could see, Defunded ran a very nice, even race. He ran his race. And you could just see that Art Collector was moving, and Alvarado was handling him with such confidence, and when he struck the front, it was obvious that he was going to be a romping winner. I put up a little video clip too. I'll talk about Friday in a minute at some point, I'm sure, because my phone had to be changed. It seems whenever we're traveling, I have a phone issue. The phone was working fine, but I had dropped it, and I had noticed that my light was cracked in the back, around the lenses. And so then when I took the cover off, the whole back side was, all the glass was shattered. So I brought it in. Next thing I knew, they gave me this new phone, this new 14. And I took this video. You can, doesn't matter how much, you know, how shaky your video technique is. It's got the gimbal balance. And so somehow the video is perfect. It's unbelievable. And the photos were perfect. So anyway, I put that clip up, yesterday with the figs, 107 buyer for Art Collector, which matched a career top. Defunded matched a career top too, actually, with 100. I mean, he ran his race. There were plenty of horses though here that did not run their race and did not show up. and have no, no discernible excuse. The Safi Joseph trio were not good. Skippy ends up 7th, White Abario 8th, and O'Connor 11th, and none of them, White Abario kind of attended the pace a little bit, but was really nowhere to be found. For those of you that got to the try and the super in the feature, holy cow, $1,200 try for 50 cents with Stiletto Boy, good old Stiletto Boy, who Mike Smith seized control from the wide post. And Last Samurai, how about Frankie Dettori? that was a pretty slick ride from Dettori to be 4th from the 9 too. So 45-1 and 50-1, 3rd and 4th. Yeah. $1,200 50 cent try, and the 10 cent super was 4,300. So congrats if you caught that. And somebody, the super high five was hit. Proxy was 5th. And Rosario, I think, got shuffled back a little bit, more. He was essentially going to save ground no matter what. But kind of, how far? Yeah, he was 9th. He was 9th early. Cyberknife being 8th early, that was not necessarily a surprise. And being, stuck in the 10 and this configuration, which is tricky, made for some, some hoop jumping and tough decisions for Giroux. The idea was that if you could get to the 2 path, and he basically did around the turn. That turn just comes up so fast. It's murder. So 15-1 on Art Collector, a $33 mutual for the believers. And there were some out there, because I a few different people, in fact, in the contest, in the Pegasus contest, we'll get to those results at some point. And the winner, I know, had to land with the Art Collector because he ended up with a 6-figure finish. So the feature and all of the action was up to expectation. We'll say that. And I'm sure I know when we talk to Sid on Wednesday, we'll certainly talk about the the atmosphere that'll get discussed anyway, but the show that gets put on, they've put a lot of effort into this, and is it a hype machine, and is it kind of aimed at a different crowd, and is it overpriced, basically excluding people? Yeah, that's all true. There's certain mixed messages, really, in the way this day. This is the first time I've been here for it, because usually we're NHC is typically this very very often has been this weekend, but it was really nicely done, and certainly for the owners, we were guests of Sid, courtesy of Chuck Fipke, and a very game effort. We'll talk about the rest of the card in a minute, but game effort from Lady Spitespear. The show that gets put on, and what they, the execution of, the elements of it, the entertainment elements, certainly nicely done. And is there room for a day like this? Absolutely, there is. And it certainly fits. it fits the South Florida model, in terms of, entertaining and the splashy, the South Beach crowd. That's what it's geared at. But though, for those of us, those of you that aren't into it, you don't have to be, because there were 13 races, and there were some places that some prices raised their head, and they were really sprinkled all over the card. We're going to talk to Mike Maker, give you a quick lineup touch. We'll talk to Mike Maker, who had really the best day. Bruce Lunsford will join us tomorrow, the owner of Art Collector. And, you know, I went into the week knowing that Art Collector had made, that Lunsford had made the deal with Claiborne to stay in stud, but it's at the end of his career, and his career's clearly now not over. It wasn't over anyway. So Art Collector, you know, for all the conversation we had about, you know, the handicap horses and the ones that are going off to stud, well, Art Collector get to enjoy more from the Bernardini son. Mike Maker had really the showpiece afternoon. I read as well. I read winning what, five? What, how many? What did I? Three stakes and two other things, something like that. Mike Maker, a tone for the Wyckoffs. And I mean, the tone was no secret. Pretty much, right? All of almost everybody acknowledged the tone, and even though, you know, he's not necessarily a horse that has built up this fancy resume, he's not a win machine. That was his seventh win, but you know, his stakes efforts, including the second, or not second, but he was beaten. He wasn't beaten by much in the race in this version last year, but he's rock solid, and now he's a Grade One winner. He's a gelding. He's not going anywhere. So there's another star for you that is going to stay on. Ivar in this in the Pegasus Turf. Ivar ran a dynamite race from a difficult post and struck the front looking like a winner, only to have a tone and Irad who just seems to time everything perfectly, way more often than not. And, you know, that race was, the splits were honest. In some ways, Lady Spitespear's effort, I mean, she was beaten two lengths and two and change for everything. You know, you had that big group of horses, kind of a scrum at the wire for third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and it wasn't clear. A Speaking Scout came running under Paco. That was the, you know, the horse, the 58 flat horse that we talked about with Graham Motion. Hurricane Dream, the other Euro, the first time Euro, didn't fire, but Speaking Scout did at 24-1, ran very, very well, and was a good third in here. And so we'll see. That's a good way for him to start his four-year-old year off the Hollywood Derby win. So already Grade One placed as an older horse. But a tone, the Into Mischief, the Godolphin bred. So even though Godolphin doesn't own him, they've already... They've already posted an early marker toward another breeder's eclipse with this horse. So we'll talk to Maker about a tone, and then you've got Red Knight, who I think if Red Knight, you know, come from what, the 11 hole, the 12 hole, if Red Knight had been, yeah, he was in the he was. He left from the 9, but he was the 11 saddle cloth. If he had been on the inside, if he had been drawn, you know, more reasonably, as it was, he went off his second choice, right? Yeah. A ban was sort of the universal atone version, right? So, in this race. And set the pace and then was snowed under. They came running from all points on the compass in that McKnight. But Red Knight, this for Trinity Farm. for Maker with IRAD. And then in some ways, the most impressive of the three winners, because, you know, Atone and Red Knight were 7-2s, and Endorsed was only 5-1, but ran a powerful race. And this, another Godolphin bred, this a grade 3 win, and Mark Breen. So Mike Maker spread it around on Saturday, 3 stake wins on the afternoon for the Maker Barn. We'll talk to Maker in a little bit. Michael W. McCarthy, Queen Goddess. That was one of the better opinions, really, of the afternoon. The betting was strange here, right? Wakanaka, how did Wakanaka go off at 2-1? I mean, she was the early favorite, and I thought, well, Shantisara will, you know, the money will come in late, but it never did. Shantisara goes off at 5-2. That was surprising, I thought. Queen Goddess ends up paying 10.40, and we talked about her plenty. So those were the highlights, some of the highlights. We also got to mention Shug. We should talk to Shug in a little bit as well. Personal best, late move. Again, Arad just times everything. I mean, just unbelievable. And personal best, moving the best late, went off as the slight favorite over Adventuring for Cox and Godolphin. Transient in between at almost 8-1, actually, that kind of boosted up the Prevaillant numbers. But Shug was happy with this for Joe Allen. And the rest, Mary Quite Contrary. She's now a bona fide Philly sprint star, backing up the performance in the Rampart with a graded stake win. And undoubtedly, owner Rodney Lunduk had got to be getting tons of offers for this first dude, Philly. She has won 5 straight now. And Luca Panici with his first graded stake? Is that, I think Panici got his first graded stake. Mary Quite Contrary and Obligatory just never lifted a hoof. I mean, she was mired in the back and did not ever mount any charge. Both she and, Miles D, we haven't talked other than mentioning Endorsed Win, haven't mentioned that Hooper, that, you know, Miles D and Obligatory both had very similar runs of it. They just kind of, took up station in the rear, and when asked, really, this is not a place where you're going to come from 10 lengths out of it. It's just not. it doesn't seem to matter, on the main track. And technically, it's a rarity too on the turf course. So to come from, from the clouds. But the two of them at short prices, Obligatory was 4-5. And Miles was just a tick under 2-1. So there were places to take shots against favorites. A couple other quick notes before we hit the rest of the, some of the weekend action, because there's plenty of other things to talk about, Houston and Oaklawn, Santa Anita. But there were a couple of notable things, and actually, Case, I think we got to take an early. Do me a favor. Let's run the music to take an early break. The other room. Thank you. so we'll do the do it old school. Gustavo Delgado and OGMA, Agma Investments, the good magical mage in that maiden second race. That's a nice looking winner. And I put the figs up, 89 buyer for this debuter. And I'm sure you remember Puka. Remember Puka? The dam? She was a nice little stake filly, right? What did she win? She's a big brown that Mott had, and I know she was a steak quality type, Puka. This looks like a nice 3-year-old, and got to find out what Delgado's thoughts are. Yeah, I watched the race actually with Shug and Allison McGahee, and Shuggy seems a little befuddled by what to do with Mage. With Perform. He thinks he may have to try the grass. How about Muhammad Mubarak? Delighted for him. I put a tweet up. Marwad got an owner, Rashid Racing, Ibrahim Rashid, and I just was delighted for Mubarak. And that Marwad won the allowance third and looks like a potential turf stake horse for him, for Mubarak, who's working his way back. He's only got a handful of horses, but I think that's his second or third win of the meet. One of the best prices of the day, in fact, might have been the best price of the day, in that allowance we talked about that looked very tricky. This Todd Pletcher, he took this $450,000 not this time for Rapoleon Viola. Yeah, 27-20. Putting him on the turf for the first time. Ay, ay, ay. Completely missed. Everybody missed it. Wolfie's Dynaghost. Now with Jonathan Thomas, the Woods Lane team sent him down to Jonathan Thomas for the winter. And he likes this synthetic. He's now 2 for 2. And that was a decent price, 13-20 on him. So there were some opportunities to be had on this big card. So we'll talk more. Arabian Night in the Southwest under crappy conditions, wet and not so nice. Houston Ladies Classic, Pauline's Pearl, and she went off at a attractive number. How about the price on Pauline's Pearl? So San Pascal and the Las Virgenes, California. Then yesterday too, we had the San Vicente. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Mike Baker, Shug, Mig, Mike Welch, John White, and more at the races at Gulfstream.
It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Here in Pennsylvania, we're proud of our breeding program, the best in North America. But we're also proud to be leaders in this industry. The PA Horse Breeders Association is funding cutting-edge research at Penn Vet into equine health and safety. And we endorse the SAFE Act to help protect the most vulnerable horses. Plus, we're pleased to support the aftercare programs set up by our horsemen's groups. Just a few of the reasons why you should join us in Pennsylvania, the premier place to breed and race.
Who are you betting on? How about an app created specifically for horse racing? Naira Bets. We specialize in thundering hooves, fist pumping, and boosting your bankroll with robust weekly promotions, and offer betting tips from actual horse racing experts. Bet all day and night, nationwide. Get the action and thrill of horse racing with Naira Bets. $200 deposit match with promo Steve200. Visit NairaBets.com for details.
The Ponds family's Country Life.